So last week we talked about becoming a media mogul. We did say that there were some things we wanted to finish, making sure that you have your Dream 100. And as you may have seen, I've developed my Dream 100. I hope that you have. This is your list of potential affiliates, partners, promoters, and then trying to find out if these are going to be the people that are going to be at the event you're going to be at and being there also. Deciding on a problem you're going to solve for your customers, developing your plan, getting on the right tools, getting the right training, and then solving the problem and documenting daily, right? So that was the those were the steps from last session. And then deciding on the media you're going to start teaching people about these things you're doing, right? If it's going to be YouTube, mastering YouTube and getting educated on what you need to do. Right, there are methods in terms of learning the algorithm. If you're going to do Facebook, understanding the new algorithm, understanding what it means to do that now without them being able to track, you know, across the Apple devices. Again, I mean, you're going to have to master whatever media that you set forth. We talked about that last week. And then going ahead and purchasing the very best coaching and tools to fit your style and plan, right? And if you're going to do... you know, I understand there's something called, the Walker way or something like that. It's supposed to be very good at doing Facebook. I have no desire to do it because I have no desire to be on Facebook. But again, that's one method that people are using that people are doing really well with. And, you know, it's not necessarily cheap, right? It's not going to be $7. I mean, I think it's like $375. But if that's your way, if you're going to master, Facebook, you might want to do that one. Right. Or, you know, there's certainly ones, I think, you know, some of the ones for YouTube are something like $500, $1,000. I've seen one as high as $1,500. If that's going to be your medium, you might want to do that one. Whatever you're going to do, you're going to have to master one way of getting traffic and being so good at it that it becomes second nature. So this week we're going to be talking about getting into production mode. This is week 7. And basically, getting into production mode means producing sales interactions, in the past I've called them sales conversations. That's what other people call them. I'll tell you what I mean by that. You've got to determine all the necessary interactions that you need in order to get your customers to buy, right? So in other words, going from zero to your customer, finding out and getting to your call to action, what are all the ways you're going to have to interact with them on a daily basis in order to get them to the point where they're going to buy? And you're going to have to work backward through the process. And so you've got to determine, by the time your customer gets to that buy button, what do you need to do in order to produce that interaction? If you're going to get them in front of your signature offer, you're going to get them in front of your introductory offer, your offer for high-end coaching, what do you have to do? Are you going to have to get them, are you going to have to write to them daily by email? Are you going to have to post daily on social media? Are you going to have to do some advertising? Are you going to have to do YouTube videos? You've got to figure out how you get your customer, how you get them, right? Not how anybody else gets them, how you get your customers to buy repeatedly. It's important to do that repeat buying process, but you've got to map that. And so you've got to map specifically what you have to do. What interaction do you need to create for your ideal customer to get to the point where they get to your buy button and they click it and they say yes? What are those steps? And if you don't know those steps, you've got to find them out and determine them. So when you think through this process, you never think about this in terms of a one-time sale unless you're looking for clients you got higher ticket offer. But even then, you can't think of it as a one-time sale. So what do you have to do to get in front of the right customer to get them to push that buy button? And when you get stuck, right, if you don't know how to get your product or service, what you deliver, you're going to have to buy training or coaching to figure it out, whatever it is. If you know right now what you're offering and you know the market wants it, but you don't know how to get that product or service, how you can get it, in front of your customer, your ideal customer, then you've got to figure out, and you might have to purchase that method to shortcut the process. Because if you're trying to do it by going to YouTube videos and trying to go to various Facebook groups, and you're trying to plot along and figuring it out, then you are, what's probably going to happen is you're probably waiting to get sold to with something that's going to take your attention away from getting in front of your ideal customer, what it is you offer. So please, if you've already got, you know, some fairly expensive information products you've already purchased, or you've already got training, you've got to go back through that training and then decide what you're going to follow and follow it. Right. But the first thing you've got to really do is you've got to figure out what are all of the interactions the customers have got to have with you before they make a purchase. So if they don't know you all the way up to the point where they know you and they push the buy button, yes, what are all those things? Is it going to be the fact that you got to do a workshop? Is it going to be the fact you've got to get them on your list? What do you need to do to get them on your list? Does that mean you're going to have to advertise to them? What are the customer interactions? What are the sales conversations you've got to have with your customer? So don't use, but if they don't, you don't use the method, you've got to get the training to generate the results you want to get the sales conversations. That's what you're going to have to do. Now, what's a sales interaction? What do I mean by that? Basically, in this context, all I'm saying by a sales interaction is a call to action, right? So every point in time, when a customer, it could have been because they found out about you on a YouTube page. You gave them a call to action to go to your YouTube channel, could have been. They went to your YouTube channel, they watched a video, you gave them a call to action to join your list. They did that. You then gave them a call to action inside of your YouTube channel, maybe, or your YouTube video, and or in your list, and you said, come to my workshop. Maybe they went to your workshop. In that workshop, you had a sales interaction with them so that they then went to your sales page, and on that sales page, they had a sales interaction. They then went to buy. What are all those steps? So you've got to document, and you've got to know those steps. I know you know them in your head. I know you know them, but you probably have not mapped them out. And you probably don't have them formally in your mind. You need to write them down, and you need to determine what they are. Again, just indulge me and write them down. Just indulge me and map them out. Because it's all these customer interactions, right, that are needed in order to get your customer to click the buy button. You got to map this out, right? And you got to know what they are, so that all the way up to the point where the customer trusts you enough to make the purchase, you've got to figure out what you've got to do in order to create that interaction. Okay? And whenever you figure out that there's going to be a new part, then you've got to put that in your customer map, right? Whenever you figure out that, okay, you know what, there's a step that comes between, and again, I'm talking hypothetically, there's a step that comes between my YouTube video and them joining my list. Something else you've got to create, something else that you've got to either add to the automation part or something else you've got to manually put in there when you go to your YouTube video. Maybe it is something that you've got to put in terms of a YouTube card, and you've got to make sure that the card happens, or you've got to make sure that you've got the the YouTube end screen. Maybe you've got to make sure that those are there in order for the customer to click on them to get to your workshop, whatever it is. So again, map all of these processes out. That means you're going to have a good idea of what your customer wants, or what your audience wants. You need to have a good idea of what you can deliver uniquely, right? You've then got to have a way of making an offer. You've got to have those three things. So in other words, these are the minimum you've got to have before you start to go through this process. A good idea of what the audience wants. Most of you already have that. You've got a good idea of what you can deliver. So in other words, I mean, if you've got PLR, you've got a good idea of what you can add to that PLR to make it unique so that your audience wants it. You've got a way of making an offer. So in other words, if you know that you basically make your offers available by getting people on a webinar every week, then you've got to know that, right? Or if you post on social media and you've got a bunch of people that go there and you know that, you've already know you've got a way of selling what it is you deliver, right? So again, you don't need to know how people make sales generally. You got to know how you make sales. And again, if you don't know that at this point, that's what you need to go and get coaching to do, right? Now, again, I'm not here to sell you coaching. I'm not here to try to get you to buy anybody else's program or to go get you to spend a lot of money. What I'm saying to you is that probably what's between you right now and you being able to get into the kind of production that will make you money is knowing how to get into production where you create the sales interactions on a daily basis. So once you know what that is, you got to draw what Jordan Belfort calls the straight line. Now, again, I'm kind of taking his concept and I'm changing a little bit, but the straight line is what is the direct path between where you are right now and getting a sale, right? What's the direct path? What are all the sales interactions you have to create and nothing else? If you did nothing else but create these sales interactions every single day, would you make sales? Whatever those interactions are, you've got to know what they are and you've got to get them down in some kind of map. Now, what's the straight line to repeat sales? Because that really is your production. That's really what it means to be in production mode, right? You've got to design your schedule around straight line. That's what you have to really do. And so what do you got to do? What do you need to do to produce consistently in order to generate repeat sales? Right? You need to be able to answer whatever that is. Is it that you need to have affiliate relationships? Is that what it is? Because if it is, then what you've got to be able to build into your schedule. Now, this is not about scheduling. It's not about time management. But it's about taking everything off of your calendar, taking everything off of your to-do list, if that's what you use, taking everything all out of your planner, erasing it. And if affiliate relationships are the key, if that is your straight line to revenue, then you've got to take everything off your calendar and you've got to put affiliate relationships on your calendar first. Take everything off and put this on first. I'll get to that in a minute. Is it that you've got to get videos ranked? Is that your straight line to revenue? If that is, take everything off of your calendar, take everything off your to-do list, take everything off of what you're doing every day, including reading the newspaper, including sitting down to have phone conversations. You've got to put videos ranking on your to-do list. Everything's got to be blank until videos get ranked, until you take the steps to get videos ranked, if that's your straight line. What is your straight line to having customer interactions in order to have a sales interaction? Is if you're a client-based, if your straight line is prospecting for new business, you have to put prospecting on your calendar first. Now, again, you've got to be careful about this because I know that I will go to places like LinkedIn, places like Facebook, and even places like BNI where we will go and think we're prospecting, but really what we're doing is socializing. Right? Because you can fool yourself into thinking that you're basically there to network, and basically what's happening is you're getting distracted. And we cannot afford to do that. Right? If you're going to get into production mode, you've got to determine what the straight line is, and only that. You've got to get the straight line onto your schedule. Again, this is not a scheduling thing. It's not a time management thing. It is a priority issue. And the priority issue has to be the straight line to your sales interactions. Is it blogging? Is that where you have your sales interaction? If it isn't, now again, don't just blog because you've got to have a blog. And I see a lot of people doing that. I've done it myself, and sometimes I do it now. If all it is, it's not that blogging is not important. It's just it can't go on your to-do list first. It can't go on your things to do first. Because if it goes on there and gets in the way of the straight line, then you'll squeeze out the straight line in order to do something that looks like work, but really isn't leading to a sales interaction. Right? So again, I'm guilty of this myself. You will put things on your calendar because they're easy to do. You will put your things on your calendar because they're pleasurable to do. You will put things on your calendar because they give you recognition. And I'm going to say this because I don't have this in the presentation, but I'm going to say this to you parenthetically. One of the things that I have found and that I, in talking to people, whether it is in coaching or whether it is privately, you're going to have to try the best you can If you're spending a lot of time on social media, you need to put this on your wall. You need to say this to yourself to prioritize revenue over recognition. Because basically, if you're not careful, you will go and think you're seeking customers, and really what you're doing is seeking recognition, because you think that leads to getting customers, and it doesn't. The only thing that leads to customers are sales interactions, not recognition. So do not go to social media in search of recognition, in search of people validating you, when you really should be going to social media in search of a sales interaction. Right now, again, I understand that sometimes recognition comes before a sales interaction, but you've got to put a sales interaction, make it the priority, so that you seek the kind of recognition that gives you sales interactions, as opposed to going there without that and seeking recognition or seeking validation when really what you really need is a sales interaction. Now, okay, so social media posting. Is it sending an email, right? So if it's sending an email, you've got to prioritize sending an email every day. So in other words, what brings your customer in touch with you to your call to action, right? Do you know that, right? Now, again, now I'm the only one can see your answers. Have you ever given thought to what it's going to take, right, in order for your customer to get in touch with your interaction to get repeat sales, right? So it's, again, have you ever done this? Have you gone through this exercise where you have mapped out your sales interactions and the exact sales interactions you need? Now, again, now I'm going to say this again, and I probably just stole my own thunder by saying this. I do want to say this. Be careful with social media. Be careful with going to social media to ask for advice or putting a question out there, because you've got to make sure that if it's not going to lead to a sales interaction, you're probably wasting time. Be careful with reading other people's humble brags, right, where they're saying, you know, hey, man, it's so awesome the way that my customers are doing. I mean, again, I'm not mad at them. This is the way you do things, right? But you be careful about reading other people's. Be careful about reading other people's inspiring quotes, right? Because, again, you don't know if that's going to be your straight line. If these things are not in your straight line to a sales interaction, be careful about reading these things, and be careful about getting thrown off and getting thrown into distraction. Be careful about watching videos where someone's telling you this is how they did it. Unless you know that their experience is going to lead to your straight line, then you cannot spend lots of time watching videos, because what will happen is you will get thrown off and thrown into another method and another way of doing things, another way of thinking. And before you know it, you will be a week behind on the things you started on at the beginning of the week, right? Be careful about that. Be careful about watching sponsored pages on all of these platforms, right? Anything that's sponsored, be careful about watching them. And can I just suggest something to you? And again, you don't have to take it from me. You don't have to you don't have to do this. Set up some rules for yourself about interaction on social media and sponsored ads, please. Because a sponsored ads is designed to get you to buy something. It's designed to distract you. And again, I'm not mad at them for doing that. We are marketers. That's what we're into. But you be careful about doing that. Please set up a rule for yourself. I don't know. Maybe you want to say, I only watch 3 sponsored ads. I'll tell you what my personal rule is. My personal rule is that if it is a sponsored ad, I do not interact with it. Now, that's not to say it's not awesome. I'm saying that if you can make it into my inbox, if you can make it to me by not distracting me, I might consider buying from you. So in other words, and again, you don't have to have my rule, but you need to have one. I do not buy for anything from a sponsored ad ever, never, right? I buy nothing from sponsored ad. I don't take advice from Facebook. And it's not because Facebook isn't awesome or the people aren't awesome. It's just because I know how distracting it is, and it does not have anything to do with my straight line. So again, you do not have to have mine, but you need to have, and you need to have some kind of standards that you will follow no matter what. That if someone can get to you, then they deserve your attention. If they can't get to you by not distracting you, they don't deserve your attention. Be careful about reading group posts. If you're involved in a group, you paid for the group, and you want to interact in that group, and it's an awesome group, wonderful. Be careful about reading those posts and then taking that group advice into your person, into your business, where you are determining the straight line to a customer interaction. Because at the end of the day, you make money by customer interactions. That you don't make money from group posts unless it helps you with your customer interactions, getting more of them. And the reason you've got to be careful about all these, and I just said this again, I want to say this to you. You don't know anyone else's straight line. You don't know anyone else's. When they post that, you have no idea what they went through in order to get to that point, no matter what they say to you. No matter what they tell you, they cannot tell you and teach you everything in 30 minutes or even in a 3-minute post as to what they went through. Even if they write a long post and they say, you know, how much they went through and how hard it was. And then, you know, man, I'm glad I finally made it. They all have a shelf life. They're all cool. You be careful. I'm telling you to be careful because you don't know their straight line. Now, I say this because everybody on social media is advertising, including you, right? Now, when you decide to do what someone else did or tells you to do, you will take yourself out of production mode. I promise you that. So your number one goal to get into production mode is to produce sales interactions. That's it. You've got to take everything off your calendar to produce a sales interaction. Now, Dan Kennedy says, and I'm not quoting him directly, I don't have this in quotes because it came from his time management seminar, but he says basically you want to be the wizard but not be captured by the wizard, right? So your job on social media is to be the wizard. So it doesn't matter. I say position yourself as an educator. I'm not saying you got to put yourself pressure on to be the expert and do all that stuff, but you do need to be an educator. And you need to be seen as the wizard and not be captivated by the wizard, right? So just be careful is all I'm saying before you start taking these things in and ingesting them into your business and getting thrown off of creating sales interactions. That's your job, right? You've got to have a department in your business, even if you're a solo business owner, to create sales interactions. I talk about the book, The Goal. If you haven't read it, I hope you do. It's by Elihu Goldratt. It's about the theory of constraints. And I'm not gonna go through the whole thing, but it's about a plant, right? And you might think, well, what does a plant have to do with an internet marketer? Because basically the plants, it's a business story. And in this plant, every division had its own set of objectives. And basically this company assumed that every division did its job and met its goals, that the company would get to their goals. And what was happening is the everybody was meeting their goals, but it didn't lead to the company being profitable, right? And so all the divisions were successful, right? They were all doing what they were supposed to do. They were all doing what they were told according to their individual assignment, but the company was unprofitable. And so what I'm telling you is the same thing will happen to us, right? Because if we don't measure anything but the straight line to a sales conversation, that's how we get thrown off. That's how we get into things about like open rates. And that's how we get into things like, you know, trying to stay out of the spam box and all the other things, which all are going to lead, all could lead to profitability individually. But if we start buying and we start trying to get training and we start trying to figure out how to do all those things without figuring out how it leads to the end goal, we can spend forever on these little things and never make progress. And I promise you, this is happening to at least one person on the call. Right? You don't have to tell me. And I know this because it's happened to me. Right? It is just the truth. Right? So in the goal, right, you've got to figure out, in the goal, they had to figure out that they could not, here's what happened. They bought this big piece of machinery and they thought that the machinery was going to solve their problem. And this is what happens to us. We will go and buy a software product. We will go and buy a specific training or a method. And we will think that because we bought it, it's going to solve our problem. And so this is where you have got to start thinking as a marketer, thinking as an entrepreneur. You must think at this point, because typically what we do is we buy something when it's on sale or when it's being launched, and we buy it because we think it's going to solve a problem in the future. And that's not the way to buy resources. Let's talk about this. When you actually determine, and one of the reasons why I'm telling you got to map out your sales process, you've got to map out your sales interactions, because you've got to figure out what's keeping you from having those sales interactions. What's keeping you from having, is it that you don't know how to get traffic to your Facebook page? If that's where you've got to have your sales interaction, then that's what you've got to go by. You've got to go by that. If your sales interactions depends on you getting people to watch your YouTube videos, you've got to go in search of the kind of course, the best course you can afford, that will teach you how to get people to watch your YouTube videos, if that's your method of having a sales interaction, right? So here's what you got to do. You're going to have to either buy talent to speed up the process. In other words, you've got to get some people to help you. You've got to get some outsourcing. You've got to buy some talent. You might have to buy a tool to figure out how to do it. That's where you're going to buy some software. You're going to buy some kind of tool. You might have to buy some training, right? You've either got to buy talent. When you figure out what's between you and your straight line, right? When you figure out what's keeping you from getting to the stuff on your straight line, and you can't get past it and you can't get to it, you've either got to go get some people to help you every day. You got to go get a tool to help you automate part of the process, or you got to get some training. You got to go buy it. That's the reality. So if you're not going to buy those things, you're going to have to do it yourself. It's just going to take you a long time. But at the very least, if you just do just what I've taught you on this call, at the very least, you won't go searching for things that aren't going to help you. You're only going to get to the things. You're going to go buy the things. You're going to go look for the things that are going to help you get to your straight line. Now, if you go buy these things out of order, and this is typically what we do, I do it myself, without knowing how you get to your sales, they will sit idle. That's what was happening in the goal. So basically, what was happening was this machine that they bought would sit idle, right? Because they didn't know what's keeping them from being profitable. And really, until they determined as a plant what was keeping them from being profitable, they would always get to the point where the machine would sit idle. And they would be thinking, well, man, why is the machine not working? We bought this thing, so it'll help us to start making money, but it's sitting idle. And so here's what we do that's just like what they do. Out of guilt and obligation, we'll start trying to use the thing because we don't want to waste our money. Now, I'm the only one who can see your answers. How many of you have had that experience? How many of you have had that experience? If you've ever had that experience as a marketer, please put the number 1 in the question box. I know you have, because I have, right? You will, out of guilt and obligation to the thing you bought, you will seek to use the thing because you don't want to feel like a dummy. You want to feel like, well, man, I went out and paid all this money for that thing. I paid $200. I paid $400. I paid $500. I paid $1,000 for this thing. I got to use it. But you don't know whether or not it's going to bring you to your straight line. You haven't mapped it out. And so when you do that, you know what you're doing? You're not making the decision to use it for the right reasons. The only reason to use a tool, the only reason to use training, the only reason to use talent is to get to your straight line. That is the only reason to use it. You need to make this decision on that basis and not making a decision on how to get your money's worth. Wrong reason to make the decision. But that's the way most of us make the decision. I got to get my money's worth, right? I told my spouse I was gonna use this thing. I told my kids this was going to be the month I was going to make it, right? All those things will work for you. Sometimes they will motivate you to overcome things. They will not be a good decision-making tool, right? The only reason to make a decision is to get to your straight line. But if you have not determined your straight line, then you can't determine this, right? You may not be at the point where you can buy software. You may not be at the point where you can buy training. You may not be at the point where you can buy a tool. Now, you'll probably do it anyway. but you may not. You may not be at that point where you can go and do that. And so basically what happens is you are less profitable because you're going slower, not because you're a dummy. But sometimes you're not as profitable as you need to be because you're going slower than you should be going. And you're going slower than you should be going because you're not working on the straight line every day. And the only way to go faster is to work on the straight line, right? If you're not working on the straight line, you're not going as fast as you need to be. That's the only way to make money faster is to work on the straight line. And so basically, it's standard operating condition of most information marketers, even if you're profitable. Most of us go slower than we should be going because we're not working on the straight line. You should be doing this every 6 months, truth be told. Right now that you know how to do it, I'm going to suggest that however you do it, you do this every 6 months. You take a look at what is your straight line, and then you take everything off your calendar, everything off your to-do list, and all you put on there is the straight line, because everything else needs to get squeezed out, right? Everything else other than your family, right, needs to get squeezed off the calendar, because a lot of unnecessary stuff gets done. A lot of, you know, a lot of messing around, messing around on social media gets done. Because, again, we're seeking recognition and recognition over revenue, when you really have to seek revenue over recognition. Okay, any questions before we go to the conclusion? Any questions about what I am saying?